One may be the loneliest number, but not when we're talking about OneDrive. So without further ado, let's get started. I never know what to do with my hands. Hey, Brian, how's it going, man?
Hey, Lex, good afternoon to you.
I see you're wearing your, our favorite headset, the Plantronics Bluetooth Pros.
Absolutely. One of the best purchases I've made, thanks to your recommendation. It's a fabulous headset to wear, especially in the office.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. I love the fact that you can pair with multiple devices.
Yeah. No, that's definitely great. I get to listen to my tunes, and I get to, you know, listen to the phone in case it hollers at me. But great device. It also cuts out a lot of the outside noise.
Yeah, it does. Hey, so today we're going to talk about OneDrive versus OneDrive for Business. I know there's a lot of confusion out there, and hopefully you're going to set us straight.
Yeah, well, we're going to give it a shot, right? So, you know, there's a lot of problems with files being, you know, versioned across multiple devices that users have. And this is not just a consumer or an enterprise problem. It spreads across both spaces. So what we've done as Microsoft is we've tried to consolidate these technologies, and we are headed into a direction where it's all going to be one product in the end. But right now we do have two. And I've created a short PowerPoint deck that I hope illustrates it very simply for us so that we can go ahead and talk about what the problem space is and what the end goal is once everything is done, if we can show that. Okay, so on this slide deck that I've created here, Lex, one of the things I wanted to talk about, the main focus of Premier, right, is enterprise customers, and so in that case, it'd be OneDrive for Business. But the content that I have here in the deck actually applies to both. We want to talk about the differences and what the benefits of OneDrive or OneDrive for Business are. So the main concept is file synchronization across multiple devices so that you can get your files from anywhere, from any device. And what we're going to do here is present this little animated slide that talks about the challenges we had before file synchronization. So you've got a user here, Joe User, who's trying to access a file. He works on it. He saves it to his local PC at work. He wants to take it home and continue working on it. And previous to some of the latest technologies we have, you would most likely put that on a USB stick, take it home, work on it on your home device, and you would go ahead and get that file spread across many devices that you're working on. And you'll notice I've named these a little differently, right? File 1, version 1, file 1, version 2, just to represent that basically keeping that file in sync across those multiple devices, it's actually quite a challenge, right? I mean, you get it home, you save it, you pull it off of your USB stick, you work on it, you save it back to the USB stick. You might also have a copy there on the PC at home. So you get fragmentation across all the different devices that you have and the different files that you're trying to work on. Then add to that, you might also have some intranet or internet locations that you're trying to save content to. So going through any one of your favorite browsers, you would also then have like a version 5 of this document. And this becomes extremely wieldy and cumbersome to try to work on and gets very confusing. So what we tried to do is introduce these file synchronization technologies. And we have two varieties of it. The consumer version, which is just known as OneDrive. It used to be SkyDrive. And then we also have OneDrive for Business, or what used to be SkyDrive Pro. Now, I've only listed a couple of the differences here between consumer and enterprise version just to kind of get us rolling a little bit. But on the consumer version, this is all associated with your Microsoft account. Now, this Microsoft account, while normally associated with a Hotmail, Live, Outlook.com email address, doesn't have to have those as an email address, right? Because your Microsoft account is simply an identity that's connected to this content in OneDrive. On the enterprise side of things, it's going to be associated with your enterprise identity. So, for instance, for you or me, our identity within Microsoft is our email address at Microsoft.com. And the difference is that all this is managed either by your enterprise IT for an on-premises installation, or it's managed in the cloud by Microsoft for O365 or Office 365. And those are the two main differences. The other thing you'll notice here is that I have a couple of different icons on the screen, the white clouds representing the consumer cloud and the blue clouds representing OneDrive for Business. The differences here, the reason I point this out is because you will have some end users who have a consumer OneDrive, and then when they work for a company that has deployed OneDrive for Business, they're also going to have that OneDrive for Business cloud on the machines as well. So we're going to look at an example of that.
Oh, I've got that. I was going to say, I've actually got that.
Yeah, and to some people, that's very confusing, right? They just don't understand why they have two clouds, what's the difference, you know, and for a company like Microsoft, we're, you know, we are in the technology business, so we try to describe that to our end users, but keeping in mind that not everybody that works at Microsoft is actually technology-driven, right? I mean, we have office personnel, we have assistants, we have accountants, and they may not understand the difference as well. So it is a, it's a communication effort to try to make sure that everybody understands the purposes for the two. Right, your consumer OneDrive is all about your personal content, your personal data. Your OneDrive for business would be more work-related content that you're allowed to use that for. So the one of the big boons that you get with OneDrive or OneDrive for business that I personally just absolutely love is the File Explorer access. So what you can actually do is you don't have to browse through a browser to get to your content. There's actually a connection directly through File Explorer, so you can get to your OneDrive or your OneDrive for business content through the familiar interface that you see every day. It's just like going accessing files directly on your desktop, because technically they are on your desktop once all the synchronization is done. The other option that you see on the right side here, a couple of screenshots of OneDrive for business that are connected either to an on-premises installation, which is the one in the lower right, the domain admin, or the connection for OneDrive for business through O365, which is the one on the right half of the screen, but the upper portion, and that is my, you know, Brian at Microsoft OneDrive for business. So you can connect either through a browser or through Windows Explorer to actually get to this content. The key piece being you're not getting different versions of the content when you do this. You are actually accessing the same version of the content, whether it's locally through File Explorer or remotely through the web browser. Now, how we do this behind the scenes, I'm going to bring up my fancy little slide here with multiple devices again. The animations that I put in here are demonstrating a little bit differently what we're doing behind the scenes for you. So in this case, Joe User takes the document and goes to work on it on his work PC. So he now has file 1, version 1. Now, without that user doing anything else, no action required, what happens is the OneDrive client or the OneDrive for business client will automatically sync that file to the user's OneDrive location, either in the cloud or on premises, and every other device they have that has a OneDrive client on it will get that updated copy. So now when Joe goes home, he logs into his home PC or his home device, he will have that access to that version of that file that he was working on at home, no USB required. So to me, this is a huge boon. There used to be times when I was working on, for instance, you know, workshop content for some of our customers, and I'd be working on something here at the office and then go home and realize that I didn't have the latest version at home. Well, now it's always there, and it's always up to date because of the synchronization engine that's working in the background.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Is there a way to set devices up so that they just contribute content or they receive some folders but not all folders?
Yes, and that's one of the things I wanted to show you in the demo here next. So let me flip over to that. And so here I have my domain admin guy, and I haven't actually done any synchronization with this guy yet. So what I've got here is I have my documents folder, which is local on my PC. And then back here in the back, I have my web browser, which I'm connected to my OneDrive that is in my on-premises SharePoint installation. Now, this is SharePoint 2013, and you'll notice this sync icon that we have in the upper right corner of the OneDrive site. Now, what that allows me to do is when I click that, it's actually going to launch the desktop version of the client to go ahead and create the synchronization and put the folders locally on my on my desktop machine. So this is going to take just a second. Okay, and you'll see here, you know, are you ready to sync your OneDrive for business documents? And we're going to save them here. This is the default location, which is under your user profile on the machine. You can change that if you like. Now, I'm going to go ahead and sync now. Now, I obviously don't have that many documents in this lab that I've got, but I want to go ahead and sync that. Once that's done, we'll take a look at those files. Okay, so that's done. We go ahead and click on Show My Files, and notice it gives you the location as well. And so we're under my user profile. We have OneDrive for Business, and I have one folder here called Shared with Everyone. Now, that folder has within it the one file that I had here in my OneDrive. And it's basically a text file that actually has some PowerShell scripts in it. So the big difference here versus what we had previously is this Shared with Everyone folder that I'm looking at is local on my PC. So you notice the icon here, the green check mark, that is actually designating that this file has been synchronized between my on-premises SharePoint, my site, and my local PC. So we have the same version in both places. So now I can either access it locally on my machine. So for instance, if I lose network connectivity, I still have the file here that I can play with. As soon as I regain network connectivity, it will synchronize the changes so that I can access it. Okay, Lex, and to get back to answering your question about the selective synchronization, if you'll notice, I go down here into the notification bar, and I have my blue cloud and my white cloud, the difference being OneDrive for Business versus OneDrive Consumer. And then I right-click on the OneDrive Consumer here. We have an option for settings. If I click on that settings link, that brings up a dialog box that then allows me to choose folders. So if I click that Choose Folders, it's going to give me a list of all the folders that I currently have in my personal OneDrive space. And I can either select those to synchronize them locally, or I can deselect them so that they are no longer synchronized to this particular machine. And I can set that up across multiple machines so that I have different folders and different files synchronized to different devices. And that way I can kind of better manage and organize the content that I have on my different devices.
What's a Brick Fair?
Okay, so Brick Fair. So my stepson was a huge Lego fanatic for quite a while. And we went up to Washington, D.C. and took him to a Brick Fair. And that's a folder full of photos about Lego maniacs and millions of bricks. It was quite an interesting event. Yeah.
That's
fair
cool.
Question, though. I put it on the screen. It's up for questions.
Woohoo!
So the other thing you can do is if you want to stop syncing everything all together, you can just do the unlink OneDrive, and that will disconnect your account from that particular OneDrive.
From that device.
From that device.
Yeah. It looks like this is based kind of loosely on, remember the old Groove stuff?
Yes, and I'm glad you brought that up. I didn't know how far back we wanted to go. So Groove Workspace was a product that Microsoft had acquired, and we utilized that in the Office 2007 timeframe to create synchronization philosophies. In SharePoint 2010, we advanced that to Workspace for SharePoint 2010, which had the same type of functionality. And indeed, the executable for that was still groove.exe. And then even when OneDrive for Business first shipped, its executable was also still groove.exe. So we kind of brought that along through the years, but we have drastically changed the product from what it was when we first acquired it.
Yeah, and SharePoint is always the back end to this?
So SharePoint is going to be the back end for the OneDrive for Business for sure, okay. Right? So, and of course, everything right now is cloud, cloud, cloud. So the preferred and recommended method is for Office 365 backing it within your personal site. Now, as you can see behind here, I do have this on an on-premises SharePoint 2013 environment. That will probably move forward with 2016 when it releases. Of course, everything's subject to change with a product that's still in technical preview. But the future versions of the OneDrive for Business client, they haven't really roadmapped exactly what the changes are going to be just yet. Now, one of the other things that I can't necessarily show you today on our Taste of Premiere episode here is that you also have a OneDrive for Business client on your Windows phone. And I'm not positive, but I believe we also have an iOS and Android version as well. But basically that allows you to get access to your business content that's on your OneDrive from your phone as well. So a lot of people, might want to access their Word docs or their Excel spreadsheets while they're, out at lunch or whatever, and you can still have access to that there as well. So pretty much just bringing that back around to the, you know, any device, anytime, you know, from anywhere you can get access to this content. And it should all be synchronized across all of these devices.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you can see it or not, but I've got it up on my phone.
Okay. Yeah, no, I can't see it here.
Yeah. But, okay.
Yeah, so, you know, the other thing I was going to show real quick was the, you know, the actual synchronization and how quickly it runs, right? So I'm going to go over here, and I'm going to create a new folder. And we're going to call that, you know, Office Docs. Now, you'll notice when I create a folder in there, we see a refreshing icon. And then a green check mark, which basically means that now this folder should be up in the web. So if I go up here and back up.
That was pretty quick too, by the way.
Oh yeah, that was like no time whatsoever. And my SharePoint site, however, is a little slower. Okay, so now you see Office Docs. And then I'm going to take a couple of Office Docs that I created earlier. And I'm going to copy those into this new folder on my local box. And again, those icons are going to change just a bit while it does its synchronization. There it goes, starts doing its work. And I'm going to jump over here to the Office Docs in the browser. And there we have our documents. Now, the reason I wanted to show these documents in the browser is you do get a little bit of different functionality whether you're in the browser or whether you're in Windows Explorer. And this is a function of both SharePoint and the OneDrive for Business functionality. But you'll notice here in the browser, we have this lock icon on sharing. The reason we point that out is this just showing you that it is easier to determine who particular content is shared with, so that you know you're not exposing content where it shouldn't be exposed. So right now, all three of these documents, if you can see the tooltip that shows up, these are only shared with me. So nobody else can see this content in my OneDrive location unless I share it with them explicitly. Okay. And how easy is it to share with somebody? You can simply hit the ellipse, go to share, and then I can go in here and put in any addresses that are in this particular SharePoint farm. So I've got a guy here, Adam Barr. And I'm going to go ahead and share that with him.
So that sends him an invite, right?
Correct.
And that he's automatically provisioned for permissions for that file.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it just makes it so much easier. And then the integration with SharePoint, we actually also have the Office web apps connectivity so that we can do co-authoring in the web browser on any of these documents. So for instance, if I open this Excel spreadsheet and then I go log in as Adam, I can open that same Excel spreadsheet in a web browser and we can both be working on the same content at the same time, which is actually very cool. So now you see this icon changed a little bit. It shows that it is being shared with some other people. And you can actually figure out who that is just by clicking on the icon, and it'll come up and tell you who all this particular document is shared with.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay.
So can I share, and I don't know the answer to this, so
okay.
Just curious, if I've got a OneDrive for Business space, can I share that space with people that are outside my domain? Or am I only allowed to share it with people that are within my domain?
Yeah, so that's a feature of the OneDrive for Business that connects with Office 365.
Okay.
So if you're doing all on-premises, the answer is no. But if you're in the cloud in Office 365 and your OneDrive for Business is connected up there, then you can do external sharing from there, yes.
And do they have to have a OneDrive for Business client installed, or does it work with just their OneDrive, or do they just get an invite and then click on the invite? And
right, so they would just get an invitation, and then when they click on that, it would actually open a browser and it would connect them using the browser. There wouldn't be a synchronization for them specifically, but they could still access that content and utilize it.
Okay. And once they have access, so is it, and that, again, not really sure what the answer is here, but that's why you're here. So right. if I share a document, is it, it's only access to that document. Can I do the same thing with a folder? Can I share a folder, and then do they have access to everything that's in that folder?
I want to say the answer is yes, just based on the whole ideology.
Well, I think it is too, but, yeah. But I wanted to ask the question because I wanted to make sure that I was right and that other people understand that that is the case.
Yes, and that is the case. So we can go in here and permissions on a particular folder as well.
Awesome.
So now here's one of the other key things that I don't think a lot of people understand about OneDrive or OneDrive for Business is it's not just for your OneDrive site, right? So like if I go over here and go to one of my sites that I have on my SharePoint form, and I go into this document library, notice I have a sync icon here as well. So it doesn't just have to be my personal OneDrive location that I'm synchronizing local. I can synchronize different sites or different document libraries down to my PC as well. So for instance, if I'm on a team and we have a collaborative effort where everybody's working together on a particular set of documents within a particular site, then I can also synchronize those documents down to my local PC as well. Okay, and Lex, one of the hidden gems that a lot of people don't know about between the OneDrive and the OneDrive for Business clients is that you don't necessarily have to utilize it with your OneDrive location or your My Site. You can actually synchronize content from a regular document library within SharePoint. So you'll notice here that I'm on my intranet site, and I'm in a documents library on that site. We also have the sync icon here. When you click that sync icon, it's going to synchronize down to your local machine. You'll notice it created a new folder here called SharePoint, and then it gives you the site dash the library name, and it synchronizes the files that are inside of that document library as well. So, for instance, from a business perspective, you know, most of us are working on laptops, you know, for the most part, and if you're on a team that's working in a collaborative environment on a SharePoint site, you know, you may want to synchronize those documents down to take them home, work on them when you're offline or, you know, wherever you might be. A lot of us do a lot of flying, so it's important to be able to continue working while we're, you know, while we have some downtime in the plane. But that's one of the things that I don't see, a use case I don't see people using very often that I find extremely useful.
Yeah, and that's cool. So if you are flying, if you're on a plane and you've synced that, I imagine that there's some sort of, you know, when I edit that document, there's got to be some sort of a detection algorithm that says, oh, you're back online. Let's sync this up.
That's exactly what it is, right? So remember, down here in the notification bar, we see the cloud for the OneDrive for Business client. So that client is actually running in the background all the time. And whenever it detects that you've lost network connectivity, it doesn't try to synchronize until it detects that you've recovered that network connectivity, and then it will try to synchronize the documents again.
Is that what the red X is, or did somebody like cross the streams, or?
So the red X that you see on files is just that, a failure to synchronize. You'll see it try to correct itself, and indeed, in the past, we have had some challenges getting synchronization to work across low latency links, smaller bandwidth networks that people might be on. But then we will, we'll try to correct it by uncrossing the streams, if you will. But if we can't get that done, then there may be some end user manipulation needing to be done. It's all working through the Office document cache or the ODC that works locally on the machine.
Okay, that's cool, man. I like it.
So you're going to use it from now on, right? Never thinking about saving a document locally unless it's in your OneDrive.
Actually, I use it all the time. I really do. I like OneDrive. In fact, in the personal version of OneDrive, I've got my music finally synced up there, you know, which is hundreds of gigs. And I was really impressed about the speed at which it's synced up.
Right. I don't know exactly the technical details behind what we've done there, but the synchronization of large stores of files is amazingly fast to me. They've done a really good job. And as I think you know, the new Groove client the Groove Music client app that we have now streams off of your OneDrive location.
So yeah, you can absolutely.
Pick everywhere.
And, yeah, and sorry to interrupt there, but absolutely. And the other thing that it does a great job of, actually even better on OneDrive than it seems to do locally, is detecting duplicates.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty cool. I got it. I pointed it at my OneDrive, and, you know, within a few minutes I got a, hey, we've detected so many duplicates. Do you want to clean it up? So that's pretty neat.
Yeah, they've done a good job. So one of the reasons I brought up the Groove Music client is just the, you know, the enhancement that we're trying to make, the advances that we're trying to make with the OneDrive for Business and OneDrive clients, the accessibility piece. Notice the quick access items in Windows Explorer, the OneDrive for Business, and the SharePoint link that point to my synchronized folders. You know, from now on, it should be a default save location, and you shouldn't have to think about it. It should just happen automatically.
Yeah, right, because as long as it's your device and you're logged into it, why shouldn't you have access to those files?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty cool. It is also a little bit ironic that OneDrive started out as Groove, and now we've got Groove Music that uses OneDrive. It's kind of like the whole Lincoln had a secretary named Johnson, and Johnson had a secretary named Lincoln thing.
Right, absolutely.
All right, anything else cool to show us?
I think that's all I had prepared for this one. We can certainly set up others if we want to go more in depth.
Absolutely, yeah. Definitely want to have you back, and we can maybe dive into one client a little deeper, or you know, the other client a little deeper, or do some other things. I'm more than open to doing that.
Okay, sounds great. Just let me know.
All right, well, thanks, guys. That's your Taste of Premiere.